Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. And try to see me falling behind. And what could be? Oh, bring me a higher love. I'm all alone. Bring.
Whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Salt just ruined my whole day by revealing something about Joe Pesci.
I am sorry. So the Academy Award-winning actor who's in Martin Scorsese's new movie, The Irishman.
Yes.
And he's getting really good reviews in it. People don't realize this about the former Home Alone alum.
Yeah.
Part of the Wet Bandits. He was actually a lounge singer, and he is releasing his first album in 21 years. I wish I had time to grab the audio. I literally found this right before we went on the air.
I mean, seconds before we opened
yeah,
the microphone.
Yeah, this was like, I found this. It has...
It's as bad as you think it would
his
be.
His new album has 13 tracks. Two tracks feature Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
The Adam Levine.
The Adam
Not
Levine.
Not some guy
no,
named Adam Levine.
No, there are two tracks on Joe Pesci's new lounge singing album.
Even Adam Levine cannot make this album good. This I'm sorry.
It's crazy.
Salt, we need to come out with our own holiday lounge act. You have your guitar.
Yeah.
I can't sing. It's the perfect combination.
I can't play the guitar. It's wonderful.
Holy All right, smoke. Well, if you're into Joe Pesci and lounge music...
I'm gonna put this up on the TIC Facebook page. You can check it out.
Whitney Houston's long-rumored girlfriend is speaking out, and just in time to promote her book called A Song for You, My Life with Whitney Houston, in stores November 12th. Much the surprise of no one, I guess. She's admitting that she and Whitney had a physical relationship, which you bear... You know,
I bear witness
to.
Back in 1998, I was a bellhop at the Four Seasons Hotel in Philadelphia.
You have some stories.
And my good friend was in security, and there was an incident with her and a female companion. Mm. That's how it was noted in the official record. And yeah, there was a lot of rumors and whispers back then, and that was 1998.
It's too bad that they couldn't be out about it. It really is.
It is a shame, you know? It's like, if that's what you were going to be doing, that's what you're going to be doing. That's
Matt Damon was on ESPN appropriately because he's promoting his new racing movie, Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, I seen some early reviews on this, and they said, to quote one review, it's unadulterated swagger.
It looks good, but in this clip, I believe he's talking about how he used to think 50 was old until he...
realized that Tom Brady's going to be 50 soon.
And he is, too. Why are you nodding your head in agreement, Ryan Jones?
Well, because my father's 78 now.
Yeah.
And I remember when he turned 50 thinking, he is so old, and he's old as 78. At 50, he was super young.
I remember when my parents turned 40 at my mom's 40th birthday
you
party.
You think that's old?
And I was like, old!
Not so much.
and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse.